Shira Sasha by the Sugar family. Should be a schuss for them and for everyone, so all you as well. So we've been talking about Simonim. Last time we spoke about Simon in the object itself, in the Gufcha Chepes, a scratch on it. We spoke about a flaw in a diamond and crack in a coin, a serial number on a coin. We were speaking about Simonim in the object itself. We'll continue this week with other types of Simonim, and we'll focus on a case, the one I sent on the email, where someone found two shirts. And we'll assume they're still in their packages, and there's no Simon on the shirts, because they're in the package. They found two shirts piled up in a Jewish neighborhood, looking like they were left there on, you know, like it was forgotten there. It wasn't that someone was, you know, going to get a drink of water and come back and get it. It wasn't like that. It was forgotten there still for a while. There's these two shirts here. Okay, so the first we have to find out is the number of Simon at all, right? We said a Simon has to be Simon Charles Simon. Your Simon has to be a, you could see that it was a used shirt and there was, you know, a stain on it in a certain place, and then it has a Simon. The person say, look, I know there's a yellow dot, it's a button. Right here it's new. So there's no Simon in the shirt itself, and like we said, the size can't be a Simon because it's a common size. How about the number? So the numbers become simanim. This is a shaila. The Gemara of Gimel and Vav. Bo mi nemi rosh sheshes. They have the shaila rosh sheshes. Minyan havi simen, olo havi simen. Is the number of the items that you found a simen or not? The number of shirts, the number of marbles, the number of whatever you found, does the number constitute a simen? And once again, when we take simen, we're talking about two issues. First of all, does that mean that now you found something with a simen, so you're obligated to announce it? Because we said if you find something without a simen, and we can assume that the owner has given up hope, then you're allowed to keep it. So number one, are you obligated to announce it because of the simen? And number two, when you announce it, and someone says, yeah, there were two of them, do you have to give it back to them based on the number of five or seven? Is the minion a simen? Is the number a simen? So Amr the Rav Sheshes says back to these Chachamim that asked him this question, Tini Suwa, it's a Braisa. The Braisa says, Matzah Klei Kesef, if you found silver utensils, the Klei Nechoshes, copper utensils, Gister and Shalever, a broken piece of lead, the Chol Klei Matochas, any type of metal, Hareza El Yachs, you can't return it, Hachi Yitain Os, unless he gives a Simen, or Hachi Yechav in Mishkal Osof, until he gives its weight. So that's what the Braisa says. So Sheshe says, Midim Mishkal Havi Simen, if the weight is a Simen, Midas, Mida Uminya Nami Havi Simen, the measure, the size, and the number are also considered a simon. Right, that is Rav Sheshes' raya, that minion is a simon. Now, you've been asking, so what's the kavul chom, or maybe weight of a simon? You know how much a shirt weighs. If that's a bigger simon, then know what size it is. So that's how it says we're talking about items that it's more common to know the weight. You know, a piece of lead, it's easier to know that this weighs a pound, this is a pound size of lead, but to know the exact dimensions of it or to know how many pieces are, that would be less common to know. And if you're able to say the number of pieces or the size of it, that's a simon. So it says there's sometimes where, like clothes, where the weight of a clothes would be a better simon than the number, right? Than the size. So if you say it's a size 16 shirt, that's not such a good simon. It might not be a simon at all. But if you say that the shirt weighs a pound or 5 ounces, an unusual number, and you wouldn't know how much it weighs, so that would be a better simon. So that's why the Gemara later says that two people come, one gives the weight and one gives the amount, the size that you give to the person that told you the weight. That's talking about an item where it's more common to know the size rather than the weight. But
of course, that's custom made.
Right, it's custom made.
So everybody.
Right. So it'll depend on the situation.
And it's also a number greater than one.
That we'll see. It seems like that. If it's one, that's not a number. But we see from the Gemara that minion is a simon. But in fact, if you look at the Braisa said, Achi Tein Os, O Achi Chavin Mishkal Osof. So this Evan Atoni asked, why does it say this that way? Well, until you give a simon, or until you tell the weight? The weight is a simon. What are you saying two things? So he says, well, there's two types of simonim. Like last week's, the last time simon is a scratch, a flaw, your name is on it. Right? That's a simon. That's a simon on the item itself. Here we're talking, it's not a simon on the item, it is a simon in a way that you describe the item by saying its weight, its size, or its number. So that is different than the simon we said last week. Both are valid. Both are valid. You're thinking that. Well, because you're thinking, Tosfos Kasha, the weight is a better simon than the number. And that really depends on the item. If you have bars of gold, you know, each bar weighs a pound. So you can say, oh, I'll weigh a pound, because everyone knows a bar weighs a pound. But if you say there were seven of them there, that's a better simon. And if we're saying that the weight is a simon, assuming that if it is a standard weight, then it won't be a simon. That we'll see. I'll say right now that weight and a number and a size isn't a simon when it's standard. Right? That's what we're saying. A size 16 shirt nowadays won't be a simon. It was a simon in the times of the Gemara when they were cut to make the shirts, the clothes. So then the size could be a simon.
That it has two sleeves is not a simon.
Right. Well, that's the description. Yeah, that's like saying it's white or the color. The color's not a simon. So the size, even though we're saying size is a simon, that's only if it's an unusual size. If you say that you found a dozen, if you say that, you know, I lost the eggs, there are a dozen of them. Right, so that's not a simon either, because that's like one. If you say there's five dozen, then that's a number already. But something that's standard is, you know, you said a dozen pencils. So it's a box of pencils. How many of them are about a dozen? That's really like one. It's one box. But you have to be careful with minyan also to make sure that it's a real number. And this, the post can say that even though we're saying the size and the weight, it has to be something that's unusual. Like it's 5 pounds of potatoes. But that's not a simon, because you know, they come in bags of 5 pounds. If you say how many they're in there, that could be a simon, assuming they're not standard. I never counted. Okay, so that's number one. So we see from here that the minyan, the number, is a simon. Now, how many does it have to be? Well, we know it can't be one, then it's not a number. But can it be two, or does it have to be more than that? So the Gemara Chav Dalet Amud Aleph says like this: Elu hein kelim chadoshim shlos devos noaydin. We saw part of this brisa in the past. The brisa talks about different things that have to be returned because they have simonim on them. And then the brisa says, these new kelim, these new utensils, to which people have not gotten accustomed to know a simon, these are those types of kelim that you don't have to announce because they're so standard, people don't have a good eye on them to say that, oh yeah, there's a simon over there, because they're so standard. Now, what are those things? Kagon, for example, bade mechatin v'tzinorios, rods of needles and spinning forks. Just to spin instead of doing it by, like we have the whole loom, so they would, the wheel, so they could spin with a fork. So, and they would attach them to rods, and needles also, they would attach them to rods. So, they don't have a simon because they're needles. What simon is there? But machroshes akardumas, or strings of axes, little, that's where they sold them. So those don't have a simon. But the Braita concludes, kol eila sha'amru, all these things that we're saying don't have a simon, ey masay mitorim, when are you allowed to keep them? This manchim mitzon echa echa, that's only if you found one of each. Ava mitzon shnayim shnayim, but you find them two at a time, chayiv ahachras, then you have to announce it. Why do you have to announce it if you find two of them? Obviously because two is going to be a simon. Rashi says, dominion, havi simon. The number is a simon. If you find just one, so we're saying these things don't have simon. They're standard needles and little forks and axes. They're standard. But if you find two of them, so then you have to announce them. Apparently, Rashi says, because minyan is a simon, the number is a simon, and therefore you announce you found some needles, and he'll say, yeah, it's mine, and there are two of them or five of them, and then you can return it to the person that gave that simon. Right. So that seems to be easy. Answer to our question is that, first of all, minyan is a simon, and second of all, as soon as there are more than one, as soon as there's two, that already constitutes a minion. That's a number already that could you could call a simon. Now there's a problem with this from the next Gemara I have on the handout. There's two problems with this Gemara from this Gemara that we're going to see in Chafei. The Gemara talks about finding coins. We spoke about this last time, and the Mishnah says if you find coins shaped like a Sholosh Mateo Del Gavzev, you find three coins, one on top of the other, so then you have to announce it. So the Gemara says that that's only talking where the first sheet of the Gemara says that's only talking where the coins are different sizes. This is what Chanina says, they're talking where they're different sizes. And so you either have the wider one on the bottom and stack like a tower, a wide one on the bottom and a medium one in the middle and a small one on top. That's when it's a simon. If the coins are all of one king, the kula ki adori ninu, meaning that they're all the same size, avagav de marchi adori, even if you find three quarters, one on top of the other, harei l'shelo, you'll have to keep them. Because ema isruma isramuye israme by the adori nafu. It just happened that they fell together, and it's not as the owner has no way of giving a simon that you found three coins, because since you found these coins on the ground, even though they're stacked, we could assume that they just fell off his pocket without his realizing it, and now he realizes it later, but he doesn't know how he fell out exactly, and in that case the minion won't be a simon. It has to be shaped like a tower. If it's shaped like a tower, then we know he was playing with them, and he put him down, and, you know, feeling them to make him like a tower, and then he walked away and he left him there. So then you could assume that he will be able to tell you the number of coins that he lost, because he puts them there on purpose. But if they're not arranged in a way that proves that he left them there, and we can rather be afraid that he forgot them there and won't, or he fell out of his pocket, I mean, and he doesn't know how many he lost, so in that case the minion will not be a simon, because he doesn't know to tell you how many fell. He might have had 10 coins in his pocket, a few fell here, a few fell there. It's only when you could see that they were stacked here like a tower, that's when it's a simon. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says, "Afilas shemalach echad, even if they're the same size, they all belong to the same. They're all the same type of coin. The three quarters, nami machris, you can announce them, because they're also the fact that there's three stacked on top of each other. That's enough of a raya that he left it there and forgot it, rather than it fell out of his pocket, because they don't usually fall right on top of each other. This is machlokas Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, whether they have to be the different sizes like a tower, or it could be like a shot tower straight up, right, three in the same size." Now the Gemara says, "My machris." Different ways of learning the Gemara. It seems from Rashi it's going on the kasha only on the last one, but we don't need to get into that. We're just going to read the Gemara simply. What does the finder announce when he finds the coin? So the Gemara first thing, meaning he says, "Look, I found three." Found three items here, and the person has to come and say, "Yeah, those coins were stacked like a tower." Right? That seems to be what Gemara says. So if that Gemara says, "My ear is lost," why does it have to be three? A field train nami. Let him say there. Even if you find two coins, say you found two, and he'll go and tell you what they look like. Were they stacked like a tower? Were they sideways? Why? What's the difference between three and two? So to that, the Gemara answers, "Amar Ravina, Tiba Machris." That's something that we announce. You don't announce the number. What you announce is that you found coins, and the owner has to identify them by telling you the number that he lost. He has to tell you that his simon is the number. Like we were saying, a minion is a simon, and the Gemara doesn't speak it out. But Rashi explains that's why there's a difference between three and two. The Mishnah says if there's three coins, so then he can tell you, yeah, there were three, and that'll be a simon. But since you announced that you found coins, if he tells you there were two, that won't work, because when you said coins, that's plural, and he could guess, well, if they're coins, so it must be plural, so I'll guess there are two, and that's why two is not a simon. He has to guess something more than that lower threshold of the word that you said, and that's why the Mishnah says it's only if you found three coins it's a simon. But if two coins, won't be a simon. So the way the Gemara comes out, there's two factors you need here to allow you to require you to announce the find of coins. Number one, you need them to be stacked like a tower, and it's a shayla, it doesn't have to be wide, medium, and small, or in a row, but it has to be stacked to show that they didn't fall out of his pocket. Because if they fell out of his pocket, so then you can't talk about the number being assumed, because he doesn't know how many he lost. There's no way that he should know how many got lost. So that's number one. He has to, you have to know that they were stacked, to know that he had left them there, you know, and he forgot them. And when he gets home, he realizes, oh, I forgot my coins there, and he'll know how many he left. But since you announce coins plural, the simon can't be only two, because he'll obviously guess, oh, there's the coins. He didn't say a coin, he said there were coins. So he will immediately guess two, and that, therefore, is not a simon. So it's only a simon when there's three. So once again, the tower formation you need to demonstrate that he knows that he placed them there on purpose and forgot them and he left them. So he'll be able to come back and give you the number. And the number has to be more than two, because you announce coins, so then he's going to know right away that there are two. And that's why you have to have three or more. And that's what the Gemara says. Right, that's a good question. The Taz asked that question. So once we know the Talacha, so then we'll say three. I think Pashtus is, people know language, but they don't know Halacha so much. So if he says, you know, I found a coin, okay, it's one coin, but that's not a sin. He said, I found coins, so it's probably two. But to say that, and now he knows Halacha, that the person would have announced it if he had said two, so it must be three, so that's how we don't go. That's the way I would answer simply. Now, looking at these two Gemaras, we have big questions now. Well, we could look at the Shulchan Aruch. You know, just see these halachas brought inside. The Shulchan Aruch first paskins the halacha of needles. Hamotzi is Simin Reish Samach Beis Sif Tezayin. Hamotzi Machnim Etzinoros. If you find needles and these forks and nails, here's them, things like that that don't have a simin. Machas Achas. If you find just one, Harei L'Shelo, you're allowed to keep it. Shnayim Shnayim Yosef. If you find two or more, Chayu L'Hachvet. You have to announce it. Shemin Yosimin, because Minyan is a simin. And then we have the second halacha in Sif Yodeis. Matzah Shloshim Adayos Al Gavzev. If you found three coins, one on top of the other, they must be commingled. They're made like a tower. I'll show you Echemikan Vechad Al Gavzev. Where's another formation? The Gemara says that there's like two side by side, and the third one on top, like a pyramid. So Chai L'Hachvet, you have to announce it. So we have, and then I have the Tosfos and the Sfar explaining that you need both of these items. You need it to be you need it to be the tower to show that it was placed there, and you need the number three, because two won't be assumed, because he announced coins, and the obvious guess he would say would be two, because that's plural. So what are the two obvious questions on our case of the needles? First of all, we're saying that two needles is enough to be a simon, and second of all, we're not worried that, well, it fell out of his pocket, these needles, and he doesn't even know how many there are. Well, we said for minyan to be a simon, you need two criteria. One is that we have to know that he placed it there, and it didn't fall out of his pocket, so he doesn't know how many they are. Right? If his name is on it, so then we don't have to worry about that, because even if it fell out of his pocket, he'll get home and he'll say, oh, I lost my wallet, but his credit cards, but my credit card's in there, and if he sees a sign, someone found a wallet, he'll call up, and he's not going to be Miyash, because he knows that he has his name in it. Whether he had left it there, and he had put it down and forgotten it, or he had fallen out of his pocket, there's a simon on the item itself. But when the simon is the number, if it fell out of his pocket, then the number can't be a simon, because he doesn't know how many fell out. It could have fallen in different places, even if they're all gone now. And he knows he had seven needles, but did they all fall in one place? He has all in his pocket. Some fell here, some fell there. The simon, the number should not be able to be a simon unless there's a proof that they were placed there. There's some formation, like we said, by coins. And second, you know, even if for somehow there we know that they were placed there, why is two a simon when we said that as soon as you announce there are needles, that's plural, so he's going to get there, so he should have to have three needles. Those are the kashas that they're showing in this, and they will have a big bearing on our two shirts that we found, right, the two shirts, right, it's two a simon. Well, based on this first halacha, you found two needles, then you have to announce it. You found two shirts, you have to announce it. But what happened to the coins where they have to be three and they have to be stacked in a formation? So why does that work with the needles? Are shirts like needles, or are they like coins? So to answer the first kasha, why don't we need a proof that they were placed there for the minion to be assimilated by the needles? Why don't we need a proof? So the Rama and the Daki Moshe says it's only by coins. There's such a svara that the coins fell out of his pocket and he doesn't know how many fell here and how many fell there, because people travel with money and coins commonly fall out of the pocket, and I could be meaning dollar bills also, unless people, I think people don't always put their dollars in the I saw someone says a svara like that, that money's always in a wallet, and if you find it on the ground, it must be that it fell out of his pocket, because if he placed it down, it would place in his wallet. Many people do carry loose change in their pockets. So the Daki Moshe is saying by money, that's something that commonly falls out of someone's pocket. So that's why by money you need a proof that it was placed there purposefully, and that's why you need that there should be some formation to prove that it was placed there. But a needle, things that people carry, so it's not so common to just carry a lot of needles around. You know how many you're carrying, and therefore you can assume that, you know, you lost 2 shirts, 5 shirts, 10 needles, so the needles will be a simon. Even in other words, you don't have to be afraid that they fell there. We can assume that they're not something that commonly falls out of pockets, and it's something that people know exactly how much they have. So there we can assume he's not miyayish, and the number will be a simon. The Sma says, as far as it might be easier to hear, the Sma says we have to read the halacha and the Shulchan Aruch differently. When it says, when you find needles and forks and nails two at a time, that doesn't mean that you just found two. It says shnayim shnayim, you found them in groups of two. So by finding them in groups of two, that's the same thing as finding them in a tower. The fact that he found, you know, 5 groups of 2, they didn't fall out of his pocket in groups of 2. It must be that he was lining them up there to play some game or to do something with them. But he was placing them. They don't just fall in such a order. The statistics would be impossible that he should lose 5 groups of 2 needles or 2 groups of 2 needles. So the Sma says that's the fact that they're pairs, that takes the place of the fact that they were that substitutes for the tower by the coins, and therefore you can announce them if you find 2 groups of 2, because that's going to be already similarly left. If you find only 1 group of 2, so then that once again maybe they found out at random. But if you already find at least 2 groups of 2, so that will be a proof that he that will be a proof that they were placed there, and that's why the minion could be a simon. Now there's a big difference between these two answers, right? Between the Ramah's answer and the Sma's answer, the Sma is saying that you're right, the coin is the model for everything else that you find. The only time you could say that a number will be a simon is if you find something in a certain formation to prove that they were left there, that they were placed there on purpose in such a way. But if you just find them, you know, find shirts, one here and one there, one like that, so that wouldn't be a simon, because maybe he had 10 of them and there was a hole in his bag and he dropped them, and when he got home he saw they were missing. According to the Rama, it's only by money we say you need this type of formation, but anything else we aren't choshed that, you know, that they leaked out slowly out of his bag. It's not so common to drop things like that, and then the mini would be a simon. So just before we get back to the number, so it would depend on how you find these shirts. If you find the shirts in the bag, like you said in the beginning, so you find a whole bag with no, you find an intact bag with no hole in it, and you find 2 shirts in that bag, so you don't have to be worried that he won't know about the number, because even if he drops the bag, he knows that he bought 2 shirts and the 2 shirts are in the bag, and you don't have to be afraid that he won't know the number, because the number is because they're together. But if they're side by side, they're random. So according to the Rama, it'll still be okay, because it's only by coins you need to have a formation. So according to the Sma, and the way the Taz understands them, and the Shach also says that, the fact that they are random takes away the possibility of the number being a simon, because we have to be afraid that he doesn't know how many got lost in each particular place, because they fell out of his pocket, they fell out of his bag, fell out of his car. He doesn't know how many they were at each particular place. That's the first issue. Okay, so let's assume that you'd like this nod, that we're talking a case where they're in a formation, where they're still in the bag, or according to the Ramada, you don't need that, that you found these shirts. But how about the fact that we said two isn't a simon, because you announce plural, you found shirts, and when he hears that announcement, he's already going to think two, and it's because of that two is not a simon. Right, so how do you deal with that? So the Rush is the first to answer the Kasha. The Rush answers that the reason that you're misunderstanding the Gemara over here. When the Gemara says he found these rods, he found rods of needles, rods of spinning forks, or strings of hatchets. So what you're announcing is, you say you found needles. I found needles. And what he does is says, you know what? I lost those needles, and they were on rods. I lost two rods of needles. So his plural needles didn't give away the fact that they were on rods or that they were two rods. And so that's the way the Rush gets out of this question. This is the way the Tefula Charuf explains them. He's answering this question to say that by coins, we say I found coins, so the number two can't be a simon because coins is plural. But when you say you found needles, and he says, yes, I lost two rods of needles, so nothing in your word needles gave away the fact that they were on rods and there were two. Right? So according to this Rush, it'll come out that whenever you find, if you find two shirts, and he says, and so you won't have to announce it because you'll say I found shirts, and he'll say, yes, two. It'll be the same as coins. It's only over here because it's a quirk in the way that they are found. You have a way of announcing it. I found needles, and he can give you a simon. You know, the simon isn't only the number. The simon is the way they're set up also. So that's why it's a simon here. Rashi doesn't seem to be saying that. Rashi says, because minion is a simon. Rashi seems to say it's just the minion is the simon, not the fact that he also has to tell you that they're on these rods. But yeah, the Gemara does say the Bryce does say a case of rods of needles. Right, so that's an easy way out of that question with great halachic implications, because he's saying that there's across the board, whenever you announce something in plural, whenever you find something that you're going to announce in plural, if there's only two of them, you can keep them. You don't have to announce them because two won't be a simon. The problem is, if you read the way the Shulchan Aruch quoted it, which is the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch left out the fact that there were rods. The Shulchan Aruch said, and this is the lesson of the Rambam, Hamotzi machtim, if you found needles, vitzinaros or forks, and mismarim or nails, and things like that. And it leaves out the fact that you found him in rods, and in fact they say that the Rambam has mismarim, nails. They didn't say anything about nails, so they say that's what he understands what badim are. It's not badim, rods of forks and rods of needles, it's badim or nails. Or you found forks, or you found hatchets. So those things are don't have a simon. But if you found two of them, then you have to announce it. Right. So that's the way the Rambam seems to be understanding it. So the Kesef Mishnah asked on the Rambam, and we're back to this question again. So how do you differentiate between finding needles and finding coins? Coins, he said, well, you announce coins. That's not as two can't be the simon because coins is plural. So how can you announce you found needles and then he comes and tell you that there's two? Two can't be the simon. So the Sma answers the Rambam with that same way he answered the last question. He said, you have to understand the Shulchan Aruch. Once again, it's not talking that you just found two. It means that you found groups of two. You found pairs of needles. Shnayim shnayim. It didn't say Matzav achas, if you found one, you could keep it, but shnayim, you have to announce it. It said, if you find them one at a time, harayel shalom, you found ten of them, but they're one at a time. So then, like we said, that you can keep them because he probably dropped them and it wasn't left there. He has no idea how many he left. But if you found them at pairs, so then you can announce, then you have to announce it, because once you're finding two pairs, so you say you found needles, and he's going to tell you, yes, you found two pairs of needles, you found four needles, because I was playing with him, and I put them down by pairs, and I had two pairs of needles. So, this Ma says also, this way, this halacha fits with halacha of coins. We're not saying two is a simon. What we're saying here is that four is a simon. Two pairs are a simon, and this Ma says the same thing will be if you found three of them placed together. It doesn't have to be, you found pairs. If you found three in a formation, so then that would be a proof that number one, that it was left there on purpose, and number two, he can give the simon as the number three, because plural needles doesn't indicate three. There's more than you need here to make the minyan a simon. These are more exotic pshatim. Tisra's question brings to the Meiri the pshat that we're probably used to thinking of, but it's strange. The Meiri says, you know the difference? By coins, what can he say? If you say a coin, so then you're lying if there were two. You know, he's not going to, you can't do something that's going to be misleading, because then he found a coin, but I lost two, so I'm not going to bother announcing it. So you have to say coins, and then he'll say two, and that's not a simon anymore. But by needles, you don't have to say needles. You could say, I found I see in English it doesn't work so well, but he says you found machat, and somehow when you say machat, that doesn't give away, it could be one or two. In English, there's no difference between needles and coins, and in fact, it's the question asks, when there's miyiri, you're just making a linguistic difference over here. So he says, so why can't you announce you found, if saying machat, needle, is good enough, so why can't you say you found shtar, you found madeya? What's the difference between the coins and the needles? Obviously, the Miri is answering based on the language at that time, that there was a way of saying, announcing a kli, especially put it in writing, chaf lamed yud could be kli singular, klei plural, right? But there was some linguistic way of saying you found this item without giving away whether it's plural or singular, and you're thinking away also, that could be a normal. It could be if it's so unusual, so then you know what he means. But the Gemara, the way Miri is answering, is saying that by needles, there's no way to describe, by needles, there is a way to say a word where it could either be one or more, so that's why two could be a simon. But by coins, there is no way. Pitzkoshman doesn't understand it, but I think that's just the way the linguistics was. But based on this answer, so then the whole thing becomes an exercise in linguistics. If you find two of any item that you can announce in a way that won't give away whether it's plural, so then you two could be a minyan. Like if you say, nowadays you say you found clothing. I found clothing. That could be a coat. Or it could be two coats. It could be a shirt. It could be two shirts. Nowadays, if and this is the way these modern folks can say based on this theory, from the Tarasveda Shari Tzion, that if you found, if you found two jars of jam. So if you say, I found jam, and you could say, oh, you found two jars. If you say you found jars of jam, so then two won't be a simon anymore. So if you find two of anything, he says, be careful the way you announce it, so that you announce it in a way that it doesn't give away the number. Now, based on that, so nowadays we have a way of announcing coins, because you could say, I found money. Money could be $100 bill, it could be $2 bills or two coins. And so it should be nowadays, based on this, we should have to announce it when you find $200 bills. But we have to remember there's the other issue with money. The other issue with money was that maybe the money fell. I remember there were two issues by coins. Number one, it had to be like a tower to show it didn't fall from his pocket, that he left it there. And number two, he needed more than two to account for the linguistics issue. So if you find two bills on the parking lot of the shul, where you'll say, okay, so now I found two. I'll say I found money, and two will be a simon, it still won't work, because once the person had a leak in his pocket, so he doesn't know how many he lost anywhere, that won't be a simon. If you found them with a paper clip together, you found two dollar bills $100 goes like that. So then, nowadays, based on this tzitzit choshen, you could announce, I found money. There's, based on this this way, the meiri and learning it, you can say, I found money, but that's, that doesn't give away how much it is. Then he can tell you, there are $200 bills. Or it was maybe even if he says it's $200, that would be good enough. If he doesn't remember whether they're all 20s or 10s, if he knows, I just went to the bank and I got $200, and I put a paper clip on him. So that'll be a simon, even by money.
Maybe you only have two bills in his pocket.
But maybe he had more. That's, as you're right, he only had two, but that's what we're saying, that was what the Dr. Moshe was saying. People usually have money, more. They always carry money, what they need, and some they might have lost some of it, or they don't know how much they lost along the way. It's likely that he lost more than two, or he doesn't know that he lost those two. That's what the Sfarad is saying. Or even if he only had two, he knows that since everyone loses money and there's no halacha that you don't claim money, so then that too won't be a simon. So let's just review the different shittos, and we'll focus on the two shirts. It's easier. So if you found two shirts, it depends how you find them. Certainly if you find them in a bag, so we can know that the owner knows exactly how many he had, and there were two, and you don't have to worry that they fell out. He doesn't know how many he lost each place. So you found them in a bag, and there are two. That's not an issue. If they were piled on top of each other, so then we have a machloket, a haposman. According to the Darkei Moshe, it was only by coins we needed to have a formation to prove that he didn't drop it, to prove that he left them there. But any other item, the fact that they're placed on the ground, and it looks like they were put there, or even if they fell out of his pocket, even if they fell out of his pocket or of his hand, we can assume that there were, it's only coins people carry a lot, you don't know how many they are, but sure, he knows there were two and you announce it. According to the Sma, and the way the Taz and Shach say, it's, coins are no different than anything else. Just like by coins, it has to be in a formation to prove that it was not dropped, but it was left there and forgotten. So the same thing by shirts. It will only be the number can only be a simon when you find them in a certain formation.